We're going to show the first video series of Alpha, and it's about 20 minutes, so I'm going to cut down my talking time and we'll transition into that, just because it does sort of segue, this message segues into that series. And I think whether you participate in Alpha or not, you can do it online, you can do it by yourself, it's free, but it's better to do it with a group. But I want everybody to be exposed to this resource, because it is fantastic. I think I read it's translated into 120-something languages. It's in over 100 countries, and I think 25 million people have gone through Alpha around the world, and it's just a fantastic resource. So heads up, that's where we're going. All right, I'm going to read the text and then talk our way through it, and we'll transition into the film. All right, Matthew 7, verses 24 through 29 says this. This is Jesus, and the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. He was very different. And this is said over and over and over through the Gospels. When Jesus teaches, the people that hear his teaching are amazed at his teaching. He didn't go to seminary. He was the seminary. He didn't preach the word. He was the word. Jesus was completely different, and the people were astonished at his teaching. So, in just these words of mine, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine, what's he talking about? Really a summary of everything he just taught through, and this is really the series that we just came through. This is like the last day of class for our teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. He talked through the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. These are the characteristics of those who are citizens of the kingdom of God. It's not a to-do list, the Beatitudes, as we've said. It's a who you are list. It's these people who are inhabited with the Spirit of God. This is what they look like. And salt and light. You know, you are light. You are salt. He's not saying, I want you to be salt, I want you to be light. He's like, that's who you are. You radiate the joy and the love of Jesus. He talked about the law. He said, I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill the law. And the greatest element of the law is love. The heart of the law is love. And you know that something has happened in your heart when you're able to love your enemy, when you actually want to love your enemy. That's a process that we're all in, but we know that something foreign, because we can't do that on our own. We don't even want to do that on our own. But when we see that happening in our lives, we pursue peace, we pursue reconciliation, we pursue love for our enemy even, we know that God is doing a work in our hearts. He talks about giving and praying and fasting, and don't do it in a public way, but go into your prayer closet and let that be an intimate relational time with me. Christianity and following Jesus is all about relationship. He talked about treasure. Don't seek treasure on earth. Seek to store up your treasure in heaven. And he talked about how to do that. Set your heart, set your eyes, set your mind on things above, not on the things of this world. Don't worry. Trust me. Trust. Don't judge. Don't judge other people's behavior and stuff. Just keep your eyes focused on me. I'll worry about them. I've shared this quote numbers of times, but Billy Graham said, remember that it's God's job to judge, the Holy Spirit's job to convict, and our job to love. And that's hard to do, but don't judge. Jesus is saying, I'm setting you free from being the judge. Just keep your eyes on me, and I'll worry about them. The golden rule. Do to others what you would have them do to you. The interesting thing about the golden rule is it's not like, don't do this, don't do to other people what you wouldn't want to. It's a proactive blessing. He's saying, do to other people. Be proactive in love the way that you would want them to treat you. Be a blessing to people. The narrow gate, we talked about a few weeks ago. Don't go down the broad path, the broad road. Go down the narrow gate. And what is the narrow gate? The narrow gate is Jesus. It's Jesus. It's how we have relationship with God. He is the payment for sin. There are no other ways. And, you know, people say Christianity is so limiting, it's so this and that. Jesus is offered to everybody. If there's an antidote for sin, why do you need two or three or four antidotes? And if there are multiple antidotes for sin, then Jesus would never have needed to go to the cross. Why would anybody take on that suffering if it's not necessary? If there are other ways to do it, then that would not have been necessary. That's the only way. Jesus had to take our sin upon himself in order to kill death. And then in exchange, he gave us his perfect righteousness. That's the good news. That's the gospel. So the narrow gate. And then a couple weeks ago, we talked about watching out for false teachers and followers. This week, it's rock versus sand. What are we building our foundation on? It really, in summary, is this teaching. You know, do we take this teaching? Do we let it go in one ear and out the other? Or do we actually apply it? He says, the one whose house stands is the one who's wise, who builds his house on rock, and he puts my words into practice. Faith and belief that Jesus talks about is a faith and belief that bears fruit. It's not just something that we say, oh yeah, I believe that. It bears fruit. And it's not up to us to bear the fruit. He does that in us. How do we do that? It's a submission. It's just a surrender. You know, John 15, he says, I am the vine, you're the branches. You just, what your job is just cling to me. You just hang on. Let me do my work in you. There's my alarm. I set my alarm to know when to wrap it up so that we have time for the video. So I told you this was going to be short. So cling to me. What does it look like? Yeah, surrender, submission, trust. And then the other side, the one that, whose house is built on the sand, is the person who hears these words and does not put them into practice. The foolish person. What is some of the characteristics of a foolish person? Martin Lloyd-Jones, who one of the commentaries I've been using, there are four that stand out. He says, a foolish person is in a hurry. They're impatient. They take shortcuts, quick results. They're throwing up the house without thinking about the foundation. They just want the house. They don't listen to instruction. They're unteachable. They know best. They follow their own impulses, emotions, and ideas. They are their own boss. And they don't think things through. They're not thinking long-term. They're thinking short-term. Now, all of us can relate to the foolish person. That's part of confession, repentance, and forgiveness. We go, God, I'm being foolish. I am trying to be my own boss, but I surrender to you. Help me to see these things. So what does it look like to build our lives on sand? It just means to be autonomous from God, to be, we want to be God. Self-focused, focusing on external appearances, investing in temporary things, stuff, money, power, fame, whatever it is that's we're going to leave behind in this life. The reality from the outside looking in is that it's really hard to tell whose house is built on the sand and whose house is built on the rock. Jesus really is talking about followers and believers here. And that's why he says, don't judge, because we don't know what's going on in somebody else's life. We don't know if their house is built on sand or rock. And one interesting thing, and I'll wrap this up, but one interesting thing that jumped out is, I've always thought of this building on sand or building on rock, but it was pointed out that, so you can either one or the other, but also the deeper you go through the sand into rock, you can find solid foundation there too. So it is not only about latitude, it's about longitude. It's about going deep. It's about intimate relationship and being rooted in the rock, the bedrock of Christ Jesus. They were amazed at his teaching. I'm just going to fly through this passage, but they were amazed at his teaching. And one of the things that was amazing, I believe, is in the Old Testament, more than 50 times, God is referred to as the rock, the bedrock, the solid foundation. Jesus here is calling himself, I'm the rock. I'm the rock. He's the stone the builders rejected in Isaiah. That terminology is used probably more than anything else in reference to rock. It's used in all in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in Acts, in Romans, 1 Peter, talking about the stone the builders rejected, saying Jesus is the rock, he's the cornerstone, and so many people trip and stumble and fall over him, and they're taking the broad way, but he's the narrow way. He's the important cornerstone. Set your life on the cornerstone, the rock of Christ Jesus, is really what he's saying. And then in Numbers chapter 20, verse 11, you may or may not remember, but the Israelites were dying of thirst. And God said, all right, I'm going to provide you with water. And he told Moses, he said, speak to the rock and water will flow out. Well, Moses had had it up to here with the Israelites and he struck the rock twice. And water still came out. That's God's grace, even in disobedience. But Jesus is the rock from which living water flows. And he was struck once on the cross for us that we would have life. But he is the rock. The New Testament talks about that. So in essence, don't build on sand. Build on rock. We're all tempted to build on sand. We've all seen the houses. If you've been in Florida, we were down in Volano Beach over the summer, and when the storms came through, there were some houses that were totally wiped out because they were built on sand. They were built too close to the water, and they were wiped out. Don't be one of those persons whose house is wiped out because your foundation is not on solid rock. And where does that begin? Where does that start? It just begins with, God, I need help. I'm tempted to build on sand. I'm tempted to build on all the temptations and the things of this life that are so appealing, and not to focus on you. Give me spiritual eyesight. Give me a heart. Give me a focus for you. Help me to build on the rock, and he will do that. So I'm going to transition now into this Alpha film. The topic is on this one, is there more to life than this? And I thought it really connected well with this idea of desiring to build on the rock. What does that look like? And you'll see there are people talking about searching for life, searching for a foundation for life. I think you'll be encouraged by this. Bear Grylls, the adventurer, I think there's a quote. I'm not sure if it's been up or not. He says, is there a quote? There we go. Alpha is a way to explore what we hunger after, meaning and intimacy and relationship in a very non-pressed, non-judgmental environment. So I think you'll find this to be an encouraging film. We're taking a little bit of a chance by showing a video, but I think you'll enjoy it. And it'll be a resource that you can use, not only just for yourself, but with people that you're in relationship with as well. So we'll run the film and then I'll wrap it up after we play. It's about 20 minutes or so. Wasn't that good? Be thinking. We'll have a few minutes for takeaways at the end of the service, but as I was thinking, and you know, talked about trials and tribulations. I talked about earlier how it's hard to tell whether your life is built or somebody else's life is built on sand or on rock. My life was built on sand for 25 years, and God rescues us from that. And what he often does is trial and tribulation and suffering comes into our life that identifies and shows us that our life is built on sand. And oftentimes he pulls away the things in our lives that we're clinging to instead of him. And so trial and tribulation and suffering can be very good in setting us free from having a house that's built on sand. And then when our house is built on rock and we encounter trial and tribulation and suffering, we can have peace and we can have joy, even in the midst of those hard, hard things. But that's when, you know, everything can be going smooth sailing with a house built on sand until hard times come. And then we find out really what is the foundation of our house? And in those moments, if that happens and you discover that your house is built on sand, fall on your face and say, God, I want to be built on the rock. I want to be have a house that's founded on a solid foundation, the rock of Christ Jesus. I'll wrap this up with a verse that was in today's Bible in 1 Year reading. And if you didn't put it together, Nikki, who was the main speaker here, is Nikki Gumbel, who also did Bible in 1 Year, Bible reading plan that a lot of us are using. But in today's reading, and I'll use this to conclude, Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4 says this, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal." He's the rock. So let's pray. Father, thank you that you have come to set us free. You've come to set us free from a house, a life that's built on shifting sand. There is going to be destruction one day with that type of a foundation. It's only a matter of time. And Jesus has come to say, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Come to me, and not only will you have life, but you'll have it more abundantly. You'll find great satisfaction, you'll find great purpose, you'll find great love. All the things that we're seeking in life are found in Jesus." And so wherever we are, Lord, today, would you grab hold of us? Would we grow deeper into the bedrock of Christ Jesus? And if we have a life that's built on sand, would you help us to see that and to shift and move towards a life that's founded on the rock? We love you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, and your grace towards us. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.